Yeah, dude.
It's Brock and Hunter, who's dying today, apparently.
I'm not dying. I'm fine. Close, though. I'm going to reiterate what I said in the 6 a.m. hour. You know what sucks is when you, the night before, you do your vitamins, you go to bed early, you do all the right things.
You're a responsible young man.
You know, you say a nice prayer. Yeah, I mean, you're going to wake up, you're like, I'm going to feel great.
Yep.
Then you feel worse.
Yep. Yep.
Come on.
Like I said, take some Midol, get one of those Salon pads on your back, you'll be fine. You'll be okay.
That's why I don't gamble. That's exactly why I don't gamble. Never get a blackjack.
Never. Ever. Just life giving you lemons, buddy boy. All right. Well, before you pass out from sheer exhaustion, let's get to your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Yeah. Yeah. You got it. Have you ever lent someone money and regretted it? Well, a new study found that there's almost a 50-50 chance of it ending badly. 7 in 10 people have lent money to a friend or family member before, and 44% of people say something bad happened because of it. So if you help someone out, don't lend more than you can afford to lose.
Hey, do you have that buddy who still brings up, like, is like, dude, Jason still owes me like $500.
Dude, he still owes me.
It was like
7th grade.
Yeah,
of course. You
still holding on to it. I'm like, dude, you're not getting that back. Just let it go.
38% have lost money. 23% said it damaged the relationship. And 14% said their credit score got dinged from things like co-signing on a loan. Here's the craziest stat, though. If you decided to lend money to your loved one, there's a 7% chance you'll eventually end up in a physical fight with them over the money. Hey, where's my money, man? Where's my money, man?
I don't care if you're my cousin, brother. Yeah, I don't care.
I will punch you in the neck. Give me my money back. So,
how much money are these people loaning to people?
See, $20, $100,
$20, $100, whatever.
You start doing, you know, thousands and thousands of days. You got to watch out, man.
Because
you don't want to be fighting grandma in a parking lot outside a Waffle House because she owes you money, okay? That's the last thing you want to do.
Does anybody ask for collateral anymore?
But that's tough though, because then you're in a tough spot. A friend comes to you, then you're like, oh, well, hey, look, we're going to put interest on them. It's like, come on, man, you know, I'm good for it.
Well,
we all know there's certain people you can lend money to, and there's other people you just shouldn't lend money to. Okay. Right. End of story. Not that you don't like them as a person, just don't lend them money. Like Hunter, I would never lend you money.
Don't lend me money. I'm going to take that and run, especially if it's yours.
Put it on black, man. Put it on black.
Hey, Brian, let me borrow that boat, would you?
No, absolutely not. Can you give me money for gas, too? No, I cannot.
No, he don't know.
Lastly, the 3D printer has been used to create many useful things, but it seems like it's taken a step in a unique direction. Redefined Meat makes the steaks not out of beef, but with soy, pea protein, beetroot, chickpeas, nutritional yeast, and coconut fat. That's right, 3D printed steaks. Are here.
Food.
Believe it or not, the finished printed product looks and smells and tastes sort of like flank steak. The company is only offering the steaks in Europe and Israel for now. We'll see if the thing takes off over there, and we might be able to have some 3D steaks here in the U.S.
How special is this, though? Because, I mean, technically that pink paste that McDonald's has for the chicken nuggets.
3D printed chicken nuggets right there.
They're kind of 3D printing chicken nuggets there, too, aren't they? Isn't that kind of the same thing?
I think because this isn't actual meat. It's all vegan-based, you know. I'm torn because, look, all these studies are like, well, you shouldn't have this or you shouldn't do that. But there's got to be a point where we're putting so many, and I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to sit here and pretend. I'm just saying, like, if you look at some of these, like, products that are made to taste like certain things, there's so many different things in there to give you the taste.
Exactly.
Like if you're eating like, oh, it's the Impossible Whopper. Well, what kind of stuff are you putting into that to make it taste like I want it to taste? I feel like it would just be better if I cut off a hunk of, a hunk of beef, you know, and not a bunch of.
Get to the point where we just take that. Remember that back in the day, you're like, oh, we're just going to take a pill. It's going to be a full meal.
But see, that's
all you got to do.
That sounds awful because half of the enjoyment of eating is the chewing and the, you know, the masticating and the flavor and the different feels.
The juices, man.
I mean, mouthfeel is a huge part of the meal, Hunter, okay? If it doesn't have good mouthfeel, I'm not going to be happy about it.
just pop a Thanksgiving pill.
Right there. Like, that sounds awful. That sounds terrible. No,
immediately
I want.
You're tired.
Yeah, it's right there. This Thanksgiving sucks, man. I had two pills.
Quick.
Yeah. So I'm not. Who knows? We could be served 3D printed food in our old folks' homes when we're there. You know, wheeling around. I don't know. I don't know. But
we'll find out. Future's here, man.
Yeah, the future's now, old man. Eat your 3D printed steak and shut up. All right, that is your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock